could take a go and take a hold, and then you take them a load, put them on the wagon, what you could, and drop in them hold and you tank them.
Uh-huh. And then, did you, when you were taking the loose rocks and stone out of the field, did you ever build a kind of fence or wall out of those loose rocks or stone?
No, we never did. Well, filled up ditches for our drains where.
I see. Used those loose rocks for that, filler then,
yeah.
Rather than. Well, would you, if you saw one of those, though, would you call it a rock fence or a stone fence or a rock wall or a stone wall?
Well, there's a lot of them stone walls up on Camp Creek up in there.
Right. And when you were with your chickens, the thing you used to put in the nest to fool the hen?
We never did put in the nest. They called them glass eggs, but
yeah.
We never did use them.
Yeah. They sometimes call them glass eggs, or sometimes they call them, they were, what do you call expensive dishware?
China?
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear the eggs called that?
No.
China eggs?
No.
All right. Now, and then when you bring the water in from the spring, what did you carry it in?
A bucket.
And what was that made of?
You have an ice, some of them wooden buckets.
Some were galvanized. And then, do you ever have any tin ones?
Tin bucket?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the thing that you carried the food out to the hogs in, taking the table scraps and things out to the hogs.
Well, it's called a salt bucket, they were.
Okay. And that was just an old water bucket
that got stale and then didn't want to drink. You use water and they use this fire.
And what do you mean by it got stale? That's interesting.
Well, you say you use a piece of tin or anything and it gets dirty and you can't keep clean, gets backed up. Well, they use them as a salt bucket.
And they take the ice. Now, when your mother fried eggs, was your mother still cooking in the fireplace when you were a boy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, how did she fry eggs?
Well, we had she had a cook stove. She used it, too. Mm-hmm. She fried them in a skillet on a cook stove.
Did you ever see one of these skillets with three legs on it?
Oh, yeah.
Had legs on the bottom of it, kind of like this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oven, they call them. We call them oven.
Yeah, and that was for use that for. That's right. And what?
Use that to make cornbread.
Right. Okay. I'm going to ask you about that a little later. Now, how about a heavy iron vessel that she might? You had them out in the yard and used to probably use them in washing clothes.
Well, kettle.
Yeah. Or when you slaughtered hogs.
We just scald them on them kettles. Hot water, and sometimes we'd get a big barrel, we call a hog that we'd scald them in.
I see. Now would that be the same thing as if your wife is going to boil potatoes on the stove in the kitchen, she'd put them in a
kettle.
Okay, so you'd call that all a kettle. You'd never call it a pot.
No, all we ever called a pot was iron.
Oh, I see. That's good. I should have asked you that. That's good.
Iron pot.
Okay. That's fine. That's what I should have asked you.
Now this, right in that, behind that